mushrooms, the great old rounder. Yeah. You can shop them in the salad, baby.
What is this? Mushrooms. There you go.
With the old campaign. Don't you remember it?
I don't, actually.
You're old enough.
Oh, thank you. There's a song for everything. There's a day for everything. Today is National Mushroom Day. Look, mushrooms have to be one of the most divisive foods. I've got a friend who just detests them and says they're fungus. I'm not eating them. There are lots of different varieties of mushrooms, and I'm actually quite fond of them. You tell me, 133-882, because a lot of people feel quite passionately about mushrooms. Do you love them or hate them? What do you do with them? What are all the different types? I think there's about a dozen different types of mushrooms. Talk to me about mushrooms this morning, 133-882, as I bring in Jane Freeman, who's a dietitian and the Australian Mushroom Growers Association boss. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Now, I know you're going to be espousing the virtues of mushrooms. You're going to love them.
Well, that's right. And as you said, it's a big day today because it's World Mushroom Day.
Oh, world. I've undersold it. I said national.
Oh, no, world. So step it up. Yeah. So big day for Australian mushroom growers. So it is good to sort of get your mushrooms out today and make sure you put them in your spag bowl tonight and whatever else you're cooking.
Yeah, I do put them in my spag bowl, actually. So tell me, I mean, there's a day for everything. How on earth does it become World Mushroom Day and what's the point of it, really?
Well, this year it's really exciting because we actually just had some amazing Australian research just published that has looked into the virtues of our little Aussie humble, you know, white button mushroom, which is the one, you know, most of us do buy at the supermarket.
Yeah.
There's been lots of research on all the other mushrooms, but no one's really looked into the little white button. And, oh, my goodness, you know, you cannot believe what a powerhouse of nutrients, what a superfood mushrooms are. They're, most importantly, and I guess everyone's really pretty anxious at the moment with COVID-19 going around, but we've found that there's a really potent antioxidant in mushrooms called ergothionine. And in fact, you know, in addition to helping with sort of brain function and inflammation, researchers have actually just happened to notice that people who have low levels of this ergothionine, in fact, are getting much a lot worse complications and problems with COVID-19 than those who happen to have high levels of ergothionine. And mushrooms happen to be a food that is, you know, just a really high potent source of this particular antioxidant.
That's interesting.
You know, kind of interesting. It's not cause and effect, but it's just a really interesting, and researchers are going to really look into this a bit more to see if, in fact, there's something there to help us out with COVID-19.
Okay. So the big issue, Jane, I want to know, and when you talk about the benefits of mushrooms, I want to know, what are you supposed to do with the, I don't even know what you call it, the stubby bit? What do you do with the stem, the stub, what do you call it? Are you supposed to chuck it out or are you supposed to eat it?
No, absolutely not, because, again, another sort of thing we've found is that stubby bit has something called chitin in it, which is what we call it, a prebiotic, which feeds our gut bacteria. We've got lots of gut bacteria inside us. And we know that those gut bacteria then produce certain important metabolites that, again, help our health in so many ways, our gut health, our gut function. And it actually, I guess what, you know, one of the cooks suggests is if you soak your mushrooms in boiling water, it just softens that stubby bit up a little bit before you cook them. But no, absolutely, you've got to eat that part. It's
okay.
Really...
Okay. And the skin, because some people peel the skin off, but no.
Again,
no. Eat it all.
Or the, you know, every little cell in our mushrooms is action-packed with goodness. So eat the whole mushroom, skin and all.
Okay,
yeah.
This is good to know. What is being done to mark World Mushroom Day right here in Australia? Are there mushroom festivals and events or no?
Yeah, well, yeah? It will get everyone to sort of log on to the Australian Mushroom Growers website where you find, you know, a bit more information on the virtues of our wonderful mushrooms, but also lots of great recipes. So what we're really getting people to do is cook up mushrooms and then, you know, take a photo of your mushroom recipe, and if you can sort of post it on social media and then just hashtag Australian World Mushroom National Day, or you can call it National or World Mushroom or whatever.
Okay.
You know,
as long as you get mushroom in there.
Yeah, just get the mushroom on that hashtag and post it.
All right.
Yeah.
Good on you, Jane. Thank you for that. I'm going to look at my mushrooms in a very different way. They're full of benefits. Here they are, the 12 different types of mushrooms. As we go to the break, button, cup, flat, Swiss brown, portobello, dried shiitake, enoki, oyster, king oyster, shimeji, dried porcini, and pine.